Here in the book of Psalms 27, I want you to look at the first three words. That's my text. Here's the title for the message. The Lord is. I'm going to read the rest of it. But as the Lord spoke to my heart today, it didn't say the Lord was. And it didn't say the Lord will be. It said the Lord is. Amen. When I guess it was, who was it over there? My goodness, I'm drawing blanks tonight. When Moses said, "Who shall I say send me?" He said, "I am." Amen. Not something out there in the future. Not something back there in the past. Although he's all of that too. He's from everlasting to everlasting. But he said, "The Lord is. The Lord is." That's going to be my text tonight. You'll understand in a minute. He said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." One of the reasons I believe heaven's going to be heaven is because we're going to get over there and then we're going to know everything. Yet we're going to know even as... So we're going to know then the times that the enemy was ready to devour us. But our God came on the scene. Amen. Times that right now we don't even know about, not even aware of. But he'll show us then. "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." Boy, that would change the way we pray if we understood that every one of our prayers and answer from God is mercy. The Bible said in verse 8, "When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." Boy, that'd be a good verse for us to grab between now and revival. "Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty." In verse number 13, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege to be here among friends, among family. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'll bless this word that you've put in my heart this evening. Help us, our God, and Lord, season it and sanction it by the Holy Spirit of God tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to every heart present here tonight. Lord, encourage us tonight. Help us tonight. Lord, whatever we need tonight, may, Lord, you come into our hearts and give us exactly what we need. Lord, we love you tonight. Help us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to look at just four simple things tonight in this psalm, and I trust it'll be a blessing. The Lord is. The Bible said right here in verse number 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. I want to give you something tonight, and I know that maybe you know this, but it's the way God spoke to my heart in the text. Number one tonight, the Lord is the source of my life. He is the very source of my life. You say, preacher, I don't understand that. Well, in the book of Acts, the Bible said it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. He is the source not only of my physical life, but thank God He is the source of my spiritual life. The Bible tells us over there in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the same was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything was made. What was made, but in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness and comprehended it not. I'll tell you tonight, thank God tonight, there was life before I ever knew Him. He knew me even in my mother's womb tonight. Amen. And He gave me physical life. But thank God when I made a contact with Him, there was a new birth and there was spiritual life. He is the very source of my life tonight. Before that, the Word of God declared that I was dead in trespasses and in sin. That's why the Bible said you must be born again. You see, the first birth is a natural birth. The second birth is a spiritual birth. Without a second birth, there's a second death. But my friend, if there's a second birth, thank God Almighty, we don't have to worry about a second death, amen, because He is the source of our life tonight. He's the source of our life tonight. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I think there's not enough emphasis put on the source. I want you to know tonight, I believe one of the reasons that not just that song, but songs like we sing around here are such a blessing as they take us back to the head of the stream. They take us back to the source. Amen. They take us back to the Savior. Amen. He's the reason we're here. He's the reason we have eternal life tonight. He's the reason that we gather to worship tonight. He is the source of my life. Without Him, listen, I preached this morning on hell. Without Him, I'd already be there. The Bible said our adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I tell you tonight, I just thank my God. There's somebody living in me bigger than He is. Amen. And He is the source of my life. Secondly tonight, I could preach a while there tonight, but I think you get the idea. He's the source. The Bible said the Lord is my light and my salvation. You beware of someone that speaks of salvation and never mentions Him. Because He is the very source of our life tonight. He is the very source of my life. The second thing I want you to see tonight is this. The Word of God said here in verse number 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Bible said then, watch this now, the Lord not only is the source of my life, it said the Lord is the strength of my life. You know tonight that just because you have life doesn't mean you have strength. Amen. Strength is something you gain day by day. I looked back there at little Owen a while ago. Amen. And if you haven't noticed, Owen's a growing. Amen. And right now, he can't pick up one end of that pew. But I'll guarantee you this, you let that young'un get to be 12 or 13 years old like some of these young men, and I guarantee you Papa could get on one end, he'd probably need help on his end. Amen. But Owen, get a hold of his end, pick it up, go anywhere. Why? Because he has that physical life right now, but he needs to be strengthened. Amen. The Bible said, add to your faith. It's not just about being born again. That's not the end. That's the beginning. Amen. Now, the Bible said we need to add to our faith, and we need to be strengthened in the power of His might. The Bible said it like this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In Zechariah 4:6, the Bible said, then answered He, and He spake unto me,
saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, the Lord is the source of our life. But listen, we cannot afford to miss this tonight. Listen to me. Have you ever been weak? Amen. He's not just the source. He said, preacher, what happened? Well, when we got saved, we were real close. Amen. But if we're not careful, there becomes a little distance. And we get weak and we need to get back to the source. He's the strength of our life tonight. He'll give us strength. I don't know about you tonight, but there's been times, spiritually speaking, Brother Fred, I'm talking spiritually now. Brother Fred having trouble physically with his mobility and his hips. But there have been times, spiritually speaking, that I didn't think I could make another step. Has anybody been there? I tell you what, there have been times not only did I not think I could make another step, but I felt like I was going in the wrong direction. I was going backwards. But hallelujah, when he comes along, amen, and gives us strength for the journey, amen, and he strengthens our heart, and he strengthens our life, and we realize he's not only the source, but thank God he's the strength of our life tonight. Listen tonight. David knew it, didn't he? David had tried it both ways. David knew that he needed that strength. You know something tonight? This is what we need to realize tonight. I can almost, I don't think there's anybody here like that, but I have run across a few. I could almost hear somebody thinking, well, I wouldn't ever talk about going backwards in my spiritual life. I wouldn't ever talk about hard to get one foot in front of the other. I know there's a lot of them people in this world. Say amen. They want you to be just like them, strong all the time, on the mountain all the time, always got victory in their soul. But I'm just telling you, I've lived long enough to know that ain't the way it is. Amen. Some question marks will come in our life. There's some times, my friend, when it's not easy to go forward. There's some times when it's not popular to go forward. There's some times when the flesh never wants to go forward. Amen. And there's some times when about the time you make up your mind you're going to go forward, you end up hit in the face with something and actually go backwards. But I want to just declare tonight, David understood. He's the source of my life. He is where it started. And thank God he's the strength of my life. He'll take me on through. I'll tell you something tonight. I can't remember who. We were having a conversation about comfort in others. And with the comfort wherewith, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, wherewith you've been comforted of God. And I never thought about this. I've used that scripture before. And this was the way I thought about it. I thought, well, if Brother Gale has lost a mother, and I have lost a mother, then I might could put my arm around Brother Gale and say, Brother Gale, I know what you're going through, brother. That's the way I always thought about it. And there is some truth in that. But can I tell you something right now? Listen to me carefully. You can lose your mom and I can lose my mom. Brother Gale can lose his mom. Brother Mike could lose his mom. And it's still a different situation. Somebody say amen right there. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that the Lord's bringing me back. Now, if I had never lost a mom and Brother Gale had lost a mom, God taught me this years ago. I don't walk up to Brother Gale and say, I know what you're going through, brother. I don't do that. But here's what I do. I say, Brother Gale, I don't know what you're going through, but I know the one who does. And I'm going to talk to him on your behalf. Amen. I'm going to talk to him on your behalf. I'm going to pray to him. I'm going to ask him to strengthen you. I'm going to ask him to give you what you need. I'm going to ask him to do what's needed in your heart and life. And I'll tell you tonight, I believe with all of my heart, we need to understand that he's not only the source. How many know somebody needs some strength tonight? He can be the strength for them tonight as well as the source. I believe that, don't you? Let me give you this tonight. The Bible said here, he's the source of my life. And you know, I'm having a ball reading the Bible this year because I'm reading it different than I've ever read it before in my life. I'm telling you, how many of you have ever driven a stick shift? Amen. I'll tell you what we're guilty of. We're not careful. We're just trying to get through our reading, and we got it in about third gear. Time we get to the second verse, say amen.
and we got it over in overdrive, amen, just trying to get through. I tell you what I found. I found me a granny gear. No offense to grannies, amen, but I found me a gear, amen, a low gear, slow down, back up, and read it again, amen. I tell you, God's a blessing my heart. You say, it has to be the Lord. Stop a man on three words. The Lord is. The Lord is. Amen. That blesses my heart. The Lord is. The Lord is. He's the source of my life. He's the strength of my life. Several years ago at Christmas time, I may have told you this. Aubrey's back there. She's paying attention now. I don't even know she's paying attention now. See that? That's all right. We'll get her after a while. Amen. Amen. Several years ago at Christmas time, these two boys back here, Josh and Jordan, they were coming over for Christmas, and there's presents under the tree. Avery and Aubrey and Aaron, they got there at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And they said, "Papa, can we open a present?" I said, "Why, sure." I said, "I believe so. Ask Mamaw." If there's going to be a demon in the room, let it be Mamaw. Amen. And so they went and asked Mamaw. Mamaw said, "Yeah." And they come in. They made a run to go for that Christmas tree. I said, "Whoa, wait a minute. Back up. Stop." I said, "We don't open no presents around here until we read the Christmas story in the Bible." And we read the Christmas story. And I asked them questions along. And Charity and Aubrey was cheating. Charity was whispering the answers in Aubrey's ears. And she knew all the answers. And this is not the good part. I was having a good time right there. And we had prayer. And they opened one present. They just wanted to open one until the others got there at 5 o'clock. Josh and Jordan was coming at 5 o'clock. They waited on you boys. You can consider yourself blessed. Amen? And so Josh and Jordan came at 5 o'clock, and here they go again. Four boys wide open to the Christmas tree. But Sissy, Aubrey back there, she ran to Papa, and she hit me right around the waist. And she said, "Can we read it again, Papa?" I'm telling you, there's four boys that would have liked to killed one girl. Amen. And I tell you, it blessed me, brother. Samson, I went to weeping. She said, "Can we read it again, Papa?" Here's what she said. She said, "I know the answers this time." Amen. Down in her heart, she was saying, "I don't even have to cheat this time." Amen. I know the answers. Amen. And I said, "Boys, wait a minute. Sissy wants to read it again." You know what we need to do? You say, "Preacher, I've read that book. Read it again. I've read that verse. Read it again. You might get something out of it this time. Read it again." Slow down. Amen. I tell you what, if I could get 50 people in this church to catch a granny gear like I've caught this year, say amen right there. We'd be in revival before the preacher ever got here. Amen. My phone be ringing. You say, "Preacher, you say what the Lord showed me." Let me tell you what the Lord showed me. Amen. Hallelujah. The source of my life. The strength of my life. This kind of goes along with that. Look at number three. Look at this right here. The Bible said down through here, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." Let me say something before I get on to my point. My point's found in verse number five. Let me just say this. To behold the beauty of the Lord. Let me tell you something, church. How many can say right now, honestly, before God, you look forward to coming tonight? You look forward to coming on Wednesday. I like it like that. Say amen. To behold the beauty of the Lord. To behold the beauty of the Lord. How many's ever been in a situation where you didn't look forward to it? Can I tell you something about preachers? They get in them situations too. Say amen right there. So you say, "Preacher, why did you say all that?" I'm saying guard it. Guard it with your life. Amen. Guard it with your lips. Amen. Pray. Amen. And ask God to keep us in unity and keep us in harmony. You say, "Preacher, you shouldn't say something like that while things are going so well." I said it and I ain't taking it back. It's where the beauty is. Amen. God looks down and smiles from ear to ear when the brethren are dwelling together in unity. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. I've been guilty of this. A lot of preachers wait till the bottom falls out to deal with anything. Have you ever heard that old saying, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure"? I believe that's the truth. Say amen. Head her off at the pass. Amen. If it's you, if it's somebody else, just head it off at the pass and say, "Hey, we want to keep the harmony and the unity that the Spirit of God has given us." Amen. That's what he said, the beauty of the Lord. Watch this. He didn't go to church to see the ugly. But every one of us that's been around a while has seen some ugly. Say amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't know that the ugly's ever got to the outside of me, but I tell you what, I've been in the house of God when there's some ugly on the inside of me. Somebody say amen right there. Grieving the Holy Ghost. He's the source of my life. The Lord is. The Lord's the strength of my life. Look at verse number 5. Here's my next point. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Now listen to me carefully. He's not only the source of my life, and He's not only the strength of my life, but He's the secret of my life. He said, preacher, I don't understand where you're coming from. Even since I've been here as pastor, you listen to me carefully. Listen to me very carefully. How many's listening? I've had people say stuff like this. Preacher, if you don't slow down, help me. Preacher, if you don't slow down. Now listen, I'm not disregarding that, but I'm going to tell you something right now. There'll be a whole lot more truth than that the day He ceases to be the secret of my life. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, my friend, listen, some people say, well, I've heard people say, preacher, we don't know how you do what you do. That's the way our children ought to feel about us, mom and dad. Say amen. We ought to have a secret about our life. Amen. The Bible is teaching us here in the Word of God. My friend, He's not only the source of my life and the strength of my life. Listen to what the Word of God said. He's the secret of my life. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And He will show them His covenant. The secret of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 91:1, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll tell you something right now, church. Listen to me carefully. Anything that even remotely resembles revival that's not birthed in the secret place is not going to last. Did you hear what I said? Someone said this years ago, and I'd give them credit for it if I could remember, but they said this, every great move of God can be traced to a kneeling figure. Somebody got on their knees. Somebody said, Lord, we can't, but You can. Somebody said, Lord, we're weak, but Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Somebody said, Lord, the secret of this whole thing is not what they see. Glory! That songwriter said, it's what you don't see that makes me a king. That makes me a king to me. He's everything. The secret of my life. I've had people down through the years, my wife will tell you. My wife will tell you, we've had people, and you say, preacher, you're bragging. Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to brag. I'm going to brag on some prayer warriors. I've had people, Brother Ron, say, preacher, why does God bless your life the way He does? I say, if you go up and down these hills and these hollers, I'm telling you, there's people praying for this preacher. Say amen. I say, if you want to help me, pray for me. Amen. I tell you, there's a secret in the secret place that God's people need. The secret of my life. Amen. By the way, I'll tell you this. Even Brother Mitchell, laying over there trying to recover from that wreck, and he's able to put a little bit of weight back on his leg now. I guarantee you the same question's been asked about him. How in the world does Brother Mitchell do what Brother Mitchell does? Well, Brother Mitchell's answer would probably be this. It ain't Brother Mitchell doing it. It's that one lives inside of Brother Mitchell. Say amen right there. I tell you what, Sunday school teachers, the Sunday school class will wear you out without a secret place. It'll wear you out. You ain't going to make it long, and you'll be ready to throw in your towel and somebody else's too. Say amen. But I tell you, if there's a secret place, there's strength that comes to that believer that will dwell in that secret place with the Lord. Amen. I love public worship. There's not a thing in the world wrong with it. It's taught in the Word of God. But I tell you something right now. If this is all we get, I feel sorry for us. Amen. Tomorrow's Monday. And the next day's Tuesday. The next day we will have prayer meeting. God's been blessing that meeting. Amen. And then Thursday, then Friday, then Saturday. How many's planning on meeting him before Wednesday? Amen right there. I like that. Amen. We need to meet him in that secret place. Then let me give you this, and I'm done tonight. I don't know what time it is. About 7:05 now that I looked. Look here. The source of my life, the strength of my life, the secret of my life. But here's what I want to say lastly tonight. The Lord is the sustainer of my life. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Look over here in verse number 13. David talked about his enemies. David talked about the Word of God and the Lord teaching him and leading him in a plain path because of his enemies. And then, by the way, we've got some veterans here in this building tonight. And I am not making light of what you men have been through. I've never been there. But just some of the movies and things that I've seen. You know what they did over there, don't you, in Vietnam? It looked like a plain path. How many knows I'm telling it right? Say amen. And there was booby trap after booby trap after booby trap. And man after man after man lost his life and lost limbs. And even right now in Afghanistan and Iraq, you're walking alongside the road, and then we've got hundreds and hundreds and literally thousands of men and women that no longer have legs. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you, God's path, not like that. God's path, my friend, the Bible said the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's a plain path. It's a safe path. Hallelujah. The devil's path is full of booby traps, but God's path is plain, amen, for all to see. It's right there in the Word of God. My friend, listen. The Lord will never lead us, listen to me carefully, contrary to this book. He will never lead us contrary to this book. And the Bible's teaching here, watch what the psalmist said now. He's the sustainer of my life. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. How many in this room have ever physically fainted besides me? I have. You talk about a miracle. Brother Wayne, before God saved me and called me to preach, I could go in a hospital and just smell of it and faint. That's the truth. Just fall out like a fly. Amen. I couldn't take it. I remember going to see my wife's daddy. I won't go into that story, but he was skint from head to toe. I mean, literally. He had actually been run over. And I won't go into that story. It ain't pretty. Amen. He wasn't either. I went in, took one look at him, Brother David. Woo! The lights went out. Amen. But I'm going to say something. I know what it is to faint physically. How many knows what I'm talking about? I know what that is. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Saved or not saved, that's a scary feeling. Amen. When the lights is going out and you're just not sure if they're going to come back on or not. Amen. It's a scary feeling. But I'm going to tell you something right now. David, when he's talking about fainting here, he's not talking about fainting physically. He's talking about fainting spiritually. He said, I had fainted. The Lord's the sustainer of my life. Unless, now watch this. He said, I had to believe it to see it. You know what the world says? Show it to me and I'll believe it. God said, believe me and I'll show it to you. There's a whole lot of difference right there. Amen. He's the sustainer of my life. Say, preacher, I don't know why God wants us to stay so close to that Bible and so close in prayer. I do. He wants to sustain us. He wants to keep us going on. Amen. Another mile for the glory of God Almighty. Listen to what the Bible said in Psalm 55 and 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I'm telling you something tonight. He is the sustainer of my life. I'm gonna be honest with you, church. Listen, maybe you won't understand. Maybe you will. But it's not only the grace of God that I'm still in the ministry. It's the grace of God I'm not in prison. You say, preacher, what do you mean? How many's ever had somebody do something that just made you mad? Let's forget about all them nice words. You wanted to kill somebody, amen? How many knows what I'm talking about? You say, well, preacher, what happened? Well, I would have fainted. I would have done what the flesh wanted to do had he not been the sustainer of my life. I have a testimony today because he has sustained my testimony. Amen? You say, preacher, I wouldn't talk like that. It's the God's truth. Amen? And there's some other people wouldn't be sitting in this room had he not been the source of your life. Had he not been the strength of your life. Had he not been the sustainer of your life and the secret of your very life, you wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. I want to say tonight, I owe Jesus everything. Amen. He doesn't owe me anything. If the Lord never did another thing for me, I could praise him while the ages roll and just keep on praising him. But I'll tell you something tonight, I am a debtor. That's what Paul said in Romans chapter 1. He said, I'm not ashamed. He said, I'm a debtor, both to the Jew and the Greek, both to the wise and the unwise, both to the barbarians. And I'm telling you, he said, so as much as in me is, I am ready. If we're debtors, let's be ready. How can we be ready? The source, the strength, the secret, and the sustainer of our life can help us to be ready. David was ready. David had a lapse. We know that. By the way, a lot of people in the Bible did. Abraham did too. Ain't that right? Amen. Moses did too. John the Baptist did too. Somebody help me. Peter did too. It's not the end. Watch this. I'll show it to you here. The Bible talks about here in this thing, one thing have I desired of the Lord. I'll quit right here. One of our problems is we got all kinds of things competing for our attention. Am I right or am I wrong? David narrowed it down. He said, there's all kinds of things, but there's one thing I gotta make sure. How many remembers the story of Martha and Mary? Martha was cumbered about with much serving, right? And she said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister's left me here alone to serve? Anybody that says to Jesus, don't you care? They just told on themselves. No one ever cared for us like Jesus. He said, bid. She said, bid her therefore. In other words, tell her to get in here and help me. I sometimes close my eyes when I'm reading the Bible and try to hear the voice of Jesus. I could see him shaking his head, Sister Don, and saying, Martha, Martha. Shaking his head back, Martha, Martha. You're cumbered about. All kinds of things that got you your attention. But Mary had chosen the good part. She sat at his feet. She heard his word. And here he told Martha this. He said, now Martha, listen, oh glory to God, God just gave me something. He said, it shall not be taken away from her. He said, now preacher, I don't see why God gave you something right there. I've said this for years, and God just gave me a verse to back it up. Nobody takes that secret place from you. Brother Brian, we trade it for something else. Hey, nobody comes along and just takes it and snatches it away from us. We trade it. How many's ever heard somebody say, the devil stole my joy? How many's ever heard something like that? Oh, no, 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 no. Go back and examine the situation. You'll find out it wasn't the devil after all. He didn't steal anything. Say amen. We forfeited it or we traded it for something else. The Lord is the strength of my life. He's the source of my life. He's the secret of my life. And he is the sustainer of my life. You know, I'm not going to go to bed tonight and just say, well, I just wonder if I can make it another week or if I can make it another year. I'm going to go to bed tonight with this thought. He's still on the throne. And whatever it is that we need, he's got it. Amen. All we got to do is walk with him and talk with him.